This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
If you take a quick look through a few home furnishing catalogs from places like Crate & Barrel, Restoration Hardware, or Pottery Barn, you'll notice something. A lot of it's nice stuff, expensive too, but there's something else going on. They're all trying to sell you an idea of old, vintage, and unique, but in so doing, the goods have become sort of homogeneous. Maybe you've seen a lot of this stuff at the homes of your friends, the same framed vintage maps on the walls, the Eames rocker, the steamer trunk coffee table. In fact, this very discussion came up on an episode of the hugely popular TV sitcom Friends.
Monica, look. Here is that table that I ordered.
Ah, you got it from Pottery Barn?
Yeah, it's an apothecary table. Does anyone even know what an apothecary is?
A pharmacist.
Rage. Phoebe hates Pottery Barn.
Phoebe hates Pottery Barn?
Yeah, she hates all mass-produced stuff. She thinks her furniture should have a history, a story behind it.
Well, this has a story behind it. I mean, they had to ship it all the way from the White Plains store.
Well, interior architect Cheryl Katz has written about the sameness of vintage home decor in her commentary, When Everyone Has an Apothecary Table, on WBUR's opinion page, Cognoscenti. Cheryl Katz runs C&J Katz Studio, an interior architecture design firm in Boston. And Cheryl, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks so much for having me.
So Cheryl, tell us what led you to this idea. In your piece, you describe your early fascination with snooping around your aunt and uncle's house and being taken by what you found there. What was the significance of what you found?
I looked at the kinds of plates that I imagined them having their dinner on. I looked at all the framed pictures of their family, and I just generally looked at the objects that they had on their coffee table, on their bookshelves. It told me how they lived their lives.
Right. Now, instead, you write in your piece that these days, making a house has become a self-conscious, deliberate act rather than one that evolves organically and over time.
Well, I think the best houses are those that say something about their inhabitants, even when the inhabitant is not at home. And I think making a house takes time. I'm seeing a lot of sameness, houses that look the same, that sometimes have nothing to do with the inhabitants. You know, trends are great things, and some trends become classics, like the aforementioned Eames chair or a Chesterfield sofa. So trends are important, and I don't think we can disregard them, but I think that we have to be careful when picking things from the world at large, that we're picking them, choosing them, living with them for the right reasons.
Hmm. You had some great comments to your article on Cognoscenti. Emily's child complained about the fact that she can no longer see any evidence of American value for original creations in the city where she lives. And she asks, can nothing be saved by us now by ideas and activities or refinishing or repairing of well-made things? What would you say to her?
Well, I would say I am really heartened by the growing number, especially of people in their 20s and early 30s, with their interest in restoring, renovating, rejuvenating, dare I say it's even a trend, it's become so popular, as well as making things by hand. And I think that there is a real groundswell, perhaps in opposition to highly manufactured pieces, to things that are unique, personal, special.
Hmm. Another comment came from Library Lil. She says she uses a spatula every day that belonged to her mother and is at least 60 years old. She says, I feel her presence whenever I hold it in my hand. You can't buy that at Target. These old items, I guess, have some significance, right?
Things that have a history are very special. They ignite our sense memory. You know, it's like smelling a perfume that your grandmother wore. Personal significance is really wonderful.
In your piece, you argue that personal style has become a commodity. On the other hand, couldn't someone argue that maybe it's a good thing for some people who might not have an opportunity, for example, to travel to Provence and bring back that wonderful piece of French linen? Still, at least this kind of stuff allows them to have a taste of that world. What do you think?
I actually really agree with that. And I love the idea that good design is accessible at all price points. My word of caution is to choose carefully, and again, for the right reasons.
Cheryl, this has been great. Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.
That's Cheryl Katz. She's founder, along with her husband Jeffrey, of C&J Katz Studio, an interior architecture design firm in Boston. And you can find a link to her piece on WBUR's Cognoscenti opinion page at radioboston.org.